Now, some of you may have a hard time believing that, but that throughout history has been true. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump even said it when you ask him, what is the key to success? And he goes, genetics. He actually said, genetics. You're born with it. He actually said it. Henry Ford said it. Go back and look at the movie, Titanic, at the turn of the century. You had the first class cabin, and then you had the second class and third class people. And they never dined together. They never socialized together. And listen to some of those conversations. If you read books back in the 1800s, 1700s, or even the turn of the century, and you listen to wealthy people like Henry Ford, they always believed that privilege, wealth, was specifically designed and meant to be exclusive to the elite class of people. And that's why they never married outside of their class. The class meaning they had to be wealthy. So if you had a daughter, your daughter had to marry somebody who was from a wealthy family, who had the proper genetics. In England, we call it blue bloods. So throughout history, genetics was a major key. So the point I'm trying to make is the super wealthy around the world will never tell you this publicly, but they believe that the secrets of success, the knowledge that they have, should be kept exclusively within their groups. And that's why secret societies were put together. There are many secret societies that aren't so secret. The Freemasons was one of the most prevalent throughout history. And you can go to virtually any city around the world, or specifically in America, and you see Masonic lodges. They're huge. Many of them today are turned into, in Chicago, for example, the beautiful Masonic Lodge downtown, I think, is a Bloomingdale's now. So there were massive, beautiful structures, Masonic lodges, where Masons would gather and share their secrets. And there were varying degrees in the Masons. Some of you are familiar with the phrase, you're giving the guy the third degree. Well, that comes from the Freemasons, because when you got to the third degree, you were had a series of questions asked you. You were drilled with questions. That's one of the procedures done at the third degree. The highest level in the Masons is 33 degree. Now, some of you met our friend who was a 33 degree Mason, and he's come forth to share his knowledge and give this information from the Masonic Lodge that has never been before released. So the information you're getting today is obviously from the people that you've met and myself and so forth. So secret societies were put together where the elite class could meet with one another and share their secrets and keep those secrets first amongst their families, but secondly amongst their peers, people within their, quote, genetic pool. That's the history. Now, I'm not a racist, and I'm not saying any things about whether this is true or not true. I'm just giving you kind of a history lesson here. So, who do you listen to? Well, you can't listen to people who write the books. You can't listen to people who teach the seminars, because 99% of them really don't know this information. They're making it up. They're believing that what they're saying is true, but they're teaching you theory. And those theories really don't work because in their life, they haven't proved that they have worked because they don't have the results to show. It's all theory. You can't listen to people who are writing books on how to get rich because 99% of them, number one, aren't rich. Those that do have some money don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. So they're not super rich, and they're teaching you how to get rich. But when you ask them how did they make the money that they have, they may make $1 million a year or $500,000 a year or $300,000 a year, which a lot of you think is huge money. And I have to tell you, that's not huge money. But when you ask these people how did they make their money, they will tell you that they made all their money teaching people how to make money. So all they're doing is they're salesmen. They're selling books and tapes and seminars. They've never really done anything in real life at all. There's a book my wife was reading that's in Russian. It's not translated into English. And this book is a series of books by this Russian author. And the last book is a book on money, on how to make money. It's only in Russian currently. My publishing company may be in the process of translating that into English. Because the last book about money, the author said, I wrote this book about money years ago, and I decided not to publish it until I became super wealthy. Because using this information, if it was true, then I would be able to make huge amounts of money. And then after I used my own information and the information I learned from others to make huge money, then I would publish the book. Because then I wouldn't need the money from the royalties of the book. I would give them away.